Ďakujeme za váš čas, za to, že ste tu dnes s nami. No a dostali ste sa na Slovensko vo veľmi zvláštnej situácii. Came to Slovakia in a very, very specific situation.
We are right now the center of the universe.
Sme teraz centrom vesmíru.
So what are your friends saying about your stay in Slovakia?
Čo hovoria vaši kamaráti na to, že ste tu na Slovensku?
Well, first of all, everybody is excited about what's happening here.
Všetci sú takí vzrušení okolo toho, čo sa tu deje.
One of the challenges that we keep talking about in the United States is having the courage to stand up for what we believe.
Jedna z tém, o ktorej hovoríme v Amerike, mať tú odvahu sa postaviť za to, v čo veríme.
Mm-hmm. So everyone that I'm talking to has great admiration for what's happened here. Not necessarily taking a position on one side or the other of the issue, but the courage that it took.
Takže všetci, s ktorými sa rozprávame, obdivujú tú odvahu jednoducho stať si za svojím. Máte teda konkrétne na mysli pána Sulíka?
The courage is remarkable.
Aha, so. Takže tá odvaha je naozaj obdivuhodná.
At what cost, you
ale
know?
Za akú cenu?
Of course. And that remains to be seen, but that's what integrity is about, isn't it? That no matter what the cost, we're going to make the decision that we feel is
right. To je to, o čom je integrita, že vlastne jedno, aká je tá cena, ale ideme si za tým. Vy radíte veľkým firmám ohľadom biznisových a úspechových tém. Vedeli by ste poradiť Slovensku v našich otázkach? Or country in general, alebo krajine ako také?
Well, we in the United States, I think, are having a very difficult time managing our own country.
Máme teraz dosť veľa problémov v Amerike sami za seba. No práve preto nás je menej. We are just 5 millions.
Yeah, but I don't think we have the right to be saying anything to you. You're doing it right.
Že máme právo vôbec čokoľvek hovoriť. A vy máte prečo právo čokoľvek hovoriť? Why do you have the right to say big companies what they should do and what is good for their success?
Well, I've studied it for 25 years.
Študoval som to 25 rokov. That means, to znamená.
And have written some best-selling books that they like what the books say, and so they invite me to talk to their companies because they already know they like
what they say. Napísal som množstvo bestsellerov, vďaka ktorým ma aj pozývajú, aby som mohol ľuďom radiť v týchto otázkach. Čo ste robili predtým, ešte písali knihy, ste boli biznismen?
Well, and the other thing is, as I was growing the business and starting early, people love to help. And so I would express an idea and someone in the audience who was a business person would say, "Oh, I've got a better idea." Mm-hmm. And I would write that down and learn that. And
takže keď som začínal, tak som si všimol, že vlastne ľudia majú radi, keď sa pomáha, keď si navzájom pomáhajú.
Áno, keď niekto má nápad. Tak jednoducho postaví sa, povie, ja mám takýto nápad a on si to zapísal a vlastne takto sa posúval ďalej.
Zbieral, so you were like collecting ideas.
Yes, absolutely. It was a great learning library in a sense because so many people would tell me.
Pretože veľa ľudí mi hovorilo a môže sa stať, že čo je, každý človek, ktorý niečo robí, sa vyvíja a zlepšuje. Everyone who does something professional evolves and maybe would you say someone, alebo tell someone, don't listen to Scott McCain 15 years ago because I've changed my mind. Že už nepočúvajte, čo som hovoril pred 15 rokmi, lebo už som zmenil názor.
I think if somebody is saying the same thing they said 15 years ago, they haven't learned very much.
Takže keď niekto hovorí to, čo hovoril pred 15 rokmi, tak sa asi veľa nezmenil.
So you're evolving as well. Naše názory sa menia.
I hope so.
Dúfam.
It's important, don't you think?
Je to dôležité. Zlepšovať sa.
Why else do you get up in the morning if you don't think you're going to get better?
A prečo potom by ste vstávali ráno, keby ste sa nestali lepšími, než ste boli včera?